So looking at the chart for the D shape, because we're going to embellish the key of F first, the chord of F, look at your chart and try the different embellishments there that are possible for the D shape. Keep in mind for the D shape, sometimes you don't have to hit the root, by the way. Like that root is a stretch, like the finger one is a stretch. So you can cheat and just do the triangle at frets, on strings 1, 2, and 3. And you can even do it with finger 1, 2, and 3. Just don't tell them I told you could do that. Just kidding. So now the embellishments are much easier. And even like the...
Okay.
Shape is not a common shape. It's just not that. But let's choose... how about... What about... So we came up with an embellishment as follows. Without even doing the fourth string, the first three fingers are doing the top three strings of a D shape. It's a little triangle shape. Same as a D chord, moved up three frets in this case. But without the fourth string. And we're going to add pinky on the... So we're actually playing the fourth, which is, interestingly enough, not even listed here as a possible embellishment. But the fourth is always a half step above the third. And in this case, it sounds good. So we got regular F... F4, that's what it's called. And then for the C chord, we did regular C, and then we did C sus 2. So the regular C, the frets, we're using strings 5 through 3, and the fret numbers are 3, 5, 5, 5, 3. And with the sus 2 chord, the fret numbers are now 3, 5, 5, 2. No, 3-5-5-3-3. And it's a very pretty chord there. So let's play the whole embellishment with two bars each. We got 3-4, like F, and F sus. One more time. And C sus 2. This is good stuff. So let's review what we had so far. Assume you're singing a melody and your chords are two bars of F and two bars of C. So I'm just going to make up a melody right now. You don't have to sing. Just play the chord 2, 3, 4. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. Some embellishing, so we're going to review both positions. If we stay in the E shape, we got this guy. Any combination of that. Mixed it up quite a bit for your listener with very little effort. Well, there was effort because you had to decide. The effort came beforehand. But this, like we were just talking about, you know, the same way you prepare lyrics or prepare melody or prepare chords. Now you just prepare your embellishments ahead of time. It's really, it adds a huge amount of dimension to your song in the instrumental break rather than just strumming. Wondering what you're supposed to do, or if you play pentatonic, major pentatonic, it still kind of feels like the chords drop out if you're the only one playing. And so that's 2 out of 5. Can we keep going? We might have to be able to do all 5 today. But if you look at the next set of shapes, your fret area would be between fret 5 and 8. And you tell me what the shapes would be for F and C.